get into it, we have an urgent update about youth going wild. So forget about your out-of-control teens. Today, Tonight has revealed the age of criminals is getting younger and younger.
The township is at mercy of youth gangs, including children as young as 6 years old.
Now, we have some live vision of this town in crisis, and I've got to say, it's not looking good. Please don't kill me.
Also, in brief, a current affair taught us about obsessive-compulsive disorder.
What are you going to catch off the sink, do you think?
Germs, contamination, things that are going to make me sick, make me ill.
It's very hard to fathom that disorder, isn't it?
It is hard to fathom, Tracy. Where do you think that girl could have gotten such ideas from?
Helen's sink recorded 1.5 million bacteria. Carlin's sink was worse. 1.8 million bacteria.
But onto today's lesson, neighbours from hell. Now, one thing that amazes me about these reports is the sheer bravery of the journalists.
Oh, intrepid and fearless. Mm. I mean, look, forget your foreign correspondents in Afghanistan. These current affairs guys go after lethargic hoarders. They confront extremely old ladies, and I admire the courage of this dithering spruikers on the back of trucks.
And they don't do it just once either, Andrew, but over and over again. For instance, this is a report from January when an eccentric old lady's behaviour forced a guy to pack up and move house.
This is the way it's been in Ponderosa Parade on Sydney's northern beaches for too many years.
Bye. My house.
It's very dangerous driving while playing the banjo.
But, Andrew, the fact that that guy moved away and the story was actually over, now that's no reason to leave the woman alone.
Oh, no, 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 no. And it's certainly no reason
today, tonight, can't use the same footage of the same man and the same neighbour to rehash that story again in May.
Stop spitting on me.
She's at the centre of Australia's longest neighbourhood dispute.
And yet again in June. Five whole months after the conflict had been resolved.
Right. Now, the funny thing about bad neighbours, though, I don't know if you've noticed, is that they only ever move into paradise. They don't just show up any old where.
Well, that's certainly the case with when At The Movies moved next door to us.
It was an idyllic office where peace reigned and all was well with the world until he moved in next door.
Get away! Bloody kill you! Go away!
I give him 4 stars, Andrew.
I disagree. 2.5.
Well, enough of crazy pensioners. Let's move on to the other kind of Neighbours from Hell story. Massive beat-ups. Some of these stories attain almost newsworthy proportions.
Now, how would you feel if your neighbour started building a towering mega mansion next door?
So, it's not just a mansion, it's not just a towering mansion, it's a towering mega mansion.
Now, let's look at this towering mega mansion of Naomi's. How big do you reckon it was?
It's a metre higher than it should be.
Jeez, now the beat-ups don't end there. Look, this next chap was a bit put out by his neighbour who was feeding these noisy birds.
Sorry, hang on. Birds?
Feeding birds.
No, they weren't birds.
Imagine your backyard constantly engulfed by the piercing screams of 100 tiny jet engines.
Is that?
Oh, yeah. Well, and that was a positive... That was an understatement compared to this lady's argument.
So hang on, an argument? No, it wasn't an argument.
It's just erupted into World War III.
It was a major international conflict.
Yes, apparently fought in the air by hundreds of tiny jet engines.
Now, for those of you keeping track of your world wars, this was World War I. This was World War II, and this is World War III.
You did start that. Miss Tammy Gilchrist over there never done nothing.
Lest we forget. But despite all appearances, these Neighbours from Hell stories are much more than just an excuse to beat up on the fragile and vulnerable. In fact, Naomi Robson was particularly sensitive in one report.
But we'd ask you not to blame the people who live in these circumstances because, as we've discovered, a lot of these residents are in need of help and support and they're simply not getting it.
No, that's right. That's true. But we ask you not to blame Naomi Robson for that completely understandable error.